Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Tuesday, February 6, 2024. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful, rainy, wet, cold day here in southern sunny California. But it is a good day, and I hope everyone's having a good day also. And as always, wherever you're listening, be it live, on replay, wherever platform you're on, thank you very much, always, much appreciated. Hey Frankie, how are you? Hey Lou. Hope you're doing well. I am doing well, thank you for asking. Hey Minnesota, how are you, girl? Hello, hello. Okay, let's get started, and everyone else will drizzle in. Okay, so let's talk about the word hate. Is it the word that's hateful, or are the people, places, things, or actions, are they the ones that are hateful? So is it the actions that are hateful? Is it the people, places, things? I had someone tell me on a platform last week that they don't allow their children to use the word hate. Hate is a very strong word. And to me, it has strong vibes behind it, you know, however you may think those vibes to be. But is the word itself a hateful word? If I say, I hate you, Lou says, yes, hate is a strong word. So if I say, I hate you, if you're in the midst of a fight with someone, you know, you're in an argument, you say, I hate you, or, you have kids that tell their parents, you know, I hate you, you know, because they won't let them go to a party, or they won't let them have the car, or won't let their friend come over, whatever. So is it just a word that's thrown out there and, you know, people want to take it back once it's out there? Is it out there? Can you not take that word back, as opposed to I don't like you? If you tell your parent that you hate them, and even though you may not mean it, even though they may know that you may not mean it, is it still hurtful to the person who is being said to, that even though you may not mean it, and it's being said in anger, it's a word that kind of stays with you. You know, and the definition of the word hate, hold on, let me give you the Google definition. Give me a moment here. Okay. To feel intense or passionate dislike for someone. So can you, if I were to say, I really, really don't like you, is that the same thing as me saying, I hate you? Or if I say I have an intense dislike for you, is it the same thing as me saying, I hate you? You know, and Lou says you can't hate someone if you didn't love them. Well, I disagree with you, Lou, because you have a lot of people out there who do, like we were talking about yesterday and previous shows, you have a lot of people out there that do a lot of hateful things. So that's when I come back and I say, is it the actions? You know, I may not know the person who, you know, murdered my loved one, but I can still hate them, can't I? Can't I still have an intense dislike for them? You know, so again, I say, I mean, hate is a very strong word, but is it the action? Or is it the word itself? Is it the word itself that has so much power behind it? You know, are there people that you hate? Because I think, you know, when you say in terms of the definition that Google gave is an intense or passionate dislike for someone. Hey, sweet angel bear, welcome. You know, it's an intense or passionate dislike for someone. But I think that hating someone is a little stronger than having a passionate dislike for someone. I mean, you may really dislike your brother's girlfriend, your sister's husband. You can have a strong dislike for them. You have a strong dislike, you know, for an in-law. But is that the same thing as I hate my in-law? I hate my brother's girlfriend. I hate my sister's boyfriend. My son used to hang out with this little boy before he was homeschooled. I had a strong dislike for him. I did not like that little boy. I didn't hate him, but I had a strong dislike for him. So according to Google, intense or passionate dislike, was that hate? I didn't hate the little boy. I just really didn't like him. You know, so Lou says, I think there has to be personal reasons behind hating something or someone. But Lou, does it have to be personal? So, okay, let me ask this, Lou. So when you have, how do I want to say this? If you dislike someone, or you hate someone, does it always have to be personal? If the person who's hurting you, you may not know them, but they may be doing things that are hurting you where you hate them. You know, so is that personal? So I guess my question is, when you say it has to be personal, are you saying that you have to know the person? Okay, that would have to be someone connected, but you're saying connected to you personally, but doesn't have to be someone that's connected to you personally. If someone passes a law that affects you in a negative way, you don't know the person, you may not know the person that passed the law, but it's hurting you in a, you know, it is hurting you. Can you hate the person? You know, that dog next door that barks, you know, constantly, 24/7. You can't get to sleep. You have to get up and go to work. No matter what you're doing, bark, 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 bark. Do you hate the dog because the dog is barking so much? Or do you hate the owner because the owner is allowing the dog to do that? Or do you dislike the dog or do you dislike the owner? See, I would tend to, and that's personal because it's infringing on my space in the sense that, you know, I have to get up and go to work in the morning. The dog is barking, whatever. So you go knock on your neighbor's door. Hey, could you, you know, bring your dog in the house? Your dog keeps barking. And they're like, you know, screw you. You know, I'm not going to do anything. My dog is fine, blah, blah, blah. So do I take it out on the dog or do I take it out on the owner? So there's that personal thing there. I may not necessarily know my neighbor. Okay, that's my dog. Sometimes I'm sure people hate him, but I calm him down quick. So again, I say, you know, because I know people that complain about people's dogs that are barking. And I have dogs around me that they bark, but I don't blame the dog. I blame the owner for allowing the dog to do that and not being conscious of your neighbors. So it's not the dog, it's the, to me, it's the owner. So again, you know, I come back to the word hate. Is it the action or is it the word itself that has so much power? You know, and in terms of there's a lot of hate in this world, you know, and I was telling someone that, you know, when I volunteer, hey, Brina, when I volunteer at the animal shelter, the things that I have seen, you know, that people do to dogs, to animals, it never fails. I swear, it never fails to make me cry. You know, just, you know, and when I see this, I can honestly say I hate those people. I don't know them, but I hate them because of what they did to this animal. And there are a lot of animals that come into shelters in really, really bad shape. Not because they got hit by a car. Not because they were out in the elements too long. Not that, you know, and they didn't have anything to eat. But because of what a human did to them. And a lot of times it was someone who they trusted, who was supposed to care for them, and who was supposed to love them. So again, I say, is it the actions? Or is it the word? Colleen Monroe, welcome. And not Corley. I apologize if I did not pronounce it correctly. Welcome. So again, is it the word itself? Or is it the people, place, or things. Hey, boss, welcome. And Lou says, yes, there is. Unfortunately, that's a whole different subject, Lou. Rian says, that's understandable. Yeah, so, you know, again, if your child came home and said, you know, I hate my teacher, you know, are you going to say, oh, don't say hate? You know, why does your child hate their teacher? Do they hate them because the teacher picks on them? The teacher is unfair? Or do they just dislike their teacher? So for you guys that are coming in, I am giving the, I'm going to cut and paste this again. This is the Google definition of hate, which I actually kind of disagree with. A feeling of intense or passionate dislike for someone, because I think disliking someone and hating someone, I think they're two different things. I think that you can have an intense dislike for someone, but not hate them. So, Brina, so let me ask this. If your son came home and said, Mom, I really, really don't like my teacher, as opposed to, Mom, I really hate my teacher, do you see that as the same, or do you see that as two different things? And Brina says, okay, I think it's different too. Let me see if I can find another definition of the word hate. Give me a moment here. Nope. Okay, hostility, ill will, malice. Is it okay? And here's the word detest. Is detest, hey, crazy lady, is detest the same as hating someone? Is detest the same as disliking someone? And Brina says he might not like her because she gives too much homework. He might hate her because she embarrassed him. Okay. All right. So I ask, is it wrong to hate someone? Is it wrong to hate someone and okay to dislike someone? Because, and people are may not like what I'm about to say, but I don't think that there's anything wrong with hating someone. You know, and people may say, you know, dang, Solid, you know, that, you know, that's not right. But I think everyone, you know, has their reasons for disliking someone, intensely disliking someone, for hating someone. Going back to what we were talking about yesterday, you know, when it comes to your family and someone did something heinous to your family, like the cases we were talking about yesterday, if I was Derek Roby's parent, I would hate Eric Smith. Not just for the fact that he took my son away from me, but the manner of which it happened. And Lou says a lot of people suck. Yeah, they do. So, again, I say, is it the action? Or is it the word? Which one is worse? If I just tell somebody who, you know, that I hate you, and I'm not saying it out of, you know, out of emotion or whatever, you know, we're having a fight, we're having an argument. My mother, you know, wouldn't let me go to the party. I hate you. But I mean, if I say I really hate you, I mean, you know that I hate you. What's worse, the fact that I'm saying it to you, or if I have an action where I am some way show you that I hate you? Okay, boss says, I think hate is more emotional than dislike. You do yourself more of a disservice when you let hate into your heart. But boss, you know, I was about to bring that up because and I like the way you put it. You said you do yourself a disservice when you let hate into your heart. But isn't that between you and, I mean, isn't that just between that person? Because I have had people say to me, because I've said it. I've had, you know, one particular person come back and say, you know, you said, and it's on tape that you say that, you know, that you hold a grudge. I can hold a grudge, you know, for someone or people who have done things to me repeatedly that I'm sorry. You know, it is a grudge. And I have had people say, well, if you continue to hold on to that grudge, it's going to make you feel a certain way. Honestly, it doesn't make me feel anyway. I mean, it's like I have this grudge, and the only time I really think about it is when somebody else brings it up. I don't think about it. So when you say you do yourself more of a disservice to let hate into your heart, for some people, can that hatred be a way of closure for them? You know, like we were talking about yesterday with Eric Smith, you were supposed to get 25 years to life. You get out in 28 years. You talk about this. You want to have a family. You tell me you're sorry that you can take it back, but you have a problem with razor wire and living behind bars. But my son is gone. Don't I have a right to hate you? And if I do, isn't that just between me and myself? And, you know, I don't have to, you know, that emotion that I'm having, if it's not affecting anyone else, is it really doing me a disservice if it makes me feel better? I guess that's what I would say. And Crazy Lady says, I wouldn't hate them, but I would loathe them. That's a good word. Loathe. I'm looking that up, Crazy Lady. Hey, Christiana, welcome. Okay, so loathe. Feel intense dislike or disgust for. I'm putting this, hold on, I'm copying and pasting here. Okay, so Crazy Lady says, I wouldn't hate them, I would loathe them. But the definition of hate supposedly is having an intense dislike for someone. So is loathe and hate the same thing? And boss says that goes back to the difference in definition between hate and dislike. Yeah, yeah, it does. And Lou says it's liberating once you let go of it. But liberating for who? What if that person feels liberated because they hate the person that killed their child? I mean, everyone's different. I mean, some people, you know, I've seen people, I'm pretty sure you all have seen it too, where people, you know, they go to court and they're giving the victim's impact statement. They'll sit up there and they'll say, I forgive you. And I have told you guys on more than one occasion, I'm not that big of a person where if someone did that to my loved one that I can forgive them. And if I did forgive them, it would probably take me a very, 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 very long time. Okay, and then boss says, when you hate, it's like creating a prison for that person inside you. But what if people don't feel that way, boss? I guess that's what I'm saying. Because I think that people say, oh, you know, if you carry this grudge, you know, you're only hurting yourself, you know. But like I said, for me, I don't think about it. I mean, I know I have a grudge against this person, but it's not like, oh my God, you know, I get up every day saying, oh, I had this grudge against this person. I hope this person runs into a wall or they drive their car into a tree or something like that. Nope. You know? Hey, shy lady. Thank you, Lou. I hope they run into a serial killer. See, Lou knows that, you know, somehow I always get around to that serial killer. You know, I'm just saying that for me, and I'm being honest, I know that I am flawed. I know that I am not perfect. You know, I know that, you know, if someone were to do something to someone that I really cared about, really loved, I can't stand up in court and say, I forgive you. I'm sorry that I can't. And, you know, and depending upon what that transgression was, I could possibly hate you. Do I feel that it would, you know, cause me to be in this internal prison or, you know, I need to free my heart and all this other stuff? No. The person who to me should have the internal fight with themselves should be the person who committed the transgression. Well, this is a serious topic, Lou, so, but thank you. You know, but I do have to talk about my serial killers. Well, not my serial killers, but you know. So, again, is it the word or is it the action? So if I say I hate someone, is that worse than me showing them that I hate them? Can I just say I hate you and be done with it? Or as opposed to that person who shows someone every single day that they hate them. That person who, when you get out of prison, you know, the mother or father or sister or brother, whomever, is like stalking you because they feel that you shouldn't have gotten out of prison. Every time you try to go get a job, they're talking to the store clerk or the owner, and you know, comes back and says, you know, I'm sorry, I can't give you the job because someone sabotaged it, you know, because I'm stalking you. Hey, Juju, you know, I am stalking you to make sure that you don't get that job, to make sure you don't get that house or that living space that you need to live in. That child molester who gets out of prison, and even though they're on they have to go into, you know, onto the record as being a serial killer. I'm sorry, a rapist. See, Lou, I'm sitting here talking about serial killers. Is it wrong of me to go around the neighborhood putting up flyers of their picture saying this person is a pedophile, and the whole neighborhood knows? So now the whole neighborhood is, you know, vandalizing your property, whatever. Is that more hateful than me just hating you because you're a pedophile because you did something to my child? Hey, Power Girl. See, boss says boils down to personal choice. I've only ever felt hate for one person. While I held on to that hate, I was consumed. Once I let it go, I felt free. I dislike a lot of people and don't spend a moment thinking about them. Okay, so you let the hate consume you, but I do believe that you can hate someone and it not consume you. And I also, when you say I dislike a lot of people and don't spend a moment thinking about them, can't you also hate people and not spend time thinking about them? And Brina says, I don't believe in being spiteful like that on the regular, but it's different if it's my child. Absolutely. But at the same time, Brina, let me ask this then. At the same time, would you want to know that a pedophile is moving into your neighborhood? You know, so if a pedophile did something to my child and I just hated them, but I knew where they were living, is there any difference from me posting their picture all over the neighborhood or me going door to door saying, hey, you know, the person who lives in 123 Main Street, they're a pedophile. They just got out of prison. Or should I just not say anything? Can I just quietly hate them? Or does the action make it worse? Right. And yes, you do. But how many people, Brina, how many people go onto the website and look up if a pedophile is in their neighborhood? I don't think many people do. I think when people buy their dream house or whatever they're moving into a neighborhood, you know, they're looking at this, oh, this house is so nice. And I live down the street from a really nice park and the school is great, whatever. How many people actually go onto the website to see if there is a pedophile living in their neighborhood? And if there was, what would you do about it? Would you just be that Mrs. Kravitz that's constantly looking out the window to see what that person's doing? And Lou says, it takes a lot of bad energy to hate. It's easier to move on to better and more positive things. True, I don't. Brina says, okay, boss, not in your opinion. I would agree most people dislike or hate pedophiles. So, okay, so Lou, would you say most people hate them or do you think most people dislike them? Because for me, if you do that to a child, I will hate you. Because that's just a heinous thing to do to a child. That's not a dislike action to me. That's a hateful action. And Brina says, I wouldn't take it upon myself to tell every single neighbor, but if my son happened to play with some other kids in the neighborhood, I would mention it to the parents. Okay, so what if one of those parents, you know, said, oh, hell no, and then they go and they get pictures and they post them up over the around the neighborhood? Is that a hateful action because they're trying to look out for their child? Okay, and Brina says, I'm part of the population that hates pedophiles. You know, so again, I go back to, is it the word itself or is it the action? And yeah, you know, I wouldn't stop them either. Okay, well, Juju is saying hello to everybody. you know, so, I mean, I don't know. I think that, again, people who just, you know, who say that, you know, and Boss and Lou, I'm not getting on you or anything, you know, but people who say that, oh, you know, you should hold into your heart, you know, you need to be free and all this other stuff. I think it's a personal thing. I think that maybe if that's how you feel, that's fine. But I know that if people did things to me or mine that were hateful, that were just heinous, or did something that was just so blatantly just, are you kidding me? I would hate you. Would it consume me? No, it wouldn't. Because I don't allow things like that to consume me, but I allow myself to have that feeling. Am I going to act on that feeling? No. If you do something to my kid, that's another thing. That's a whole different story. You touch my kid, you touch my dogs, that's a completely different story. Okay, and boss, you're saying that it's totally personal. But again, I don't think that it is. Okay, based on personal feelings, okay. But again, I say, okay, so me hating, because I do hate the people who, when I see these dogs come into the shelter that are just so broken down, either mentally or a lot of times physically, I'm hating the person that did that to them. Is that my personal feeling because I hate? Possibly. But I don't know these people. I've never seen them. But I see the result. You know, just like some laws that we have. I don't know the person who's passing these laws or who want to create these laws, but some of them are very damaging. And yes, I do hate that person. Not I dislike them. For some, depending upon what the law is, I will hate you. Is it going to consume me? No. So let's see. Brian says, to me, holding in your heart means that you are constantly thinking about it and out to be spiteful. Okay. And Brian, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, constantly thinking about it. If you're constantly thinking about it, you're constantly thinking about that pedophile. Hey, Shorty, if you're constantly thinking about that pedophile, will that spur you into action to put their picture up all over the neighborhood? If you're constantly thinking about them, or constantly, you know, thinking about it, will it make you, like we were talking about yesterday, want to kill the person who harmed your loved one? So yesterday I asked you guys if the person who killed, if it was for Bobby Franks back in the 20s, or Eric Smith who killed Derek Roby, would you, if they went out and killed the perpetrator, would you guys acquit them if you were on the jury? And some of you said yes. So is it wrong for those parents to hate the person and even hold it in their heart to hate the person who killed their child? Shorty goes, nope. I don't think so either. Is it wrong of them? I mean, because, you know, is it wrong to loathe or have that intense dislike for that person? I don't think so. Does that make me a bad person? Well, maybe for some people. For me, I'm saying no, that it doesn't. Because I know the type of person that I am. But I also know that I don't want, you know, if you're a pedophile and you did something to my child, I very well be that person who is putting your photo up all over town. Because I think pedophilia again, this is a whole different show, but I think pedophilia is something that you don't get rehabilitated from. I think it's something that, you know, whether people want to call it a sickness or a disease, I believe that you are probably going to do it again. So yes, I do believe that if I go around the neighborhood putting up your photo, I'm sorry, but people need to know who they're living around. Hey, Shorty.
Hey, Solid. How you doing? Hey, everybody.
You always come in when I'm on a
rant. I know. Look, it's okay, but that's a good thing.
So, Shorty, let me ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
If the word hate, is that the strong part of the word, or is it the action?
It's the action to me. You can, anybody can say that I hate you. You understand what I'm saying? But do they really mean it? But it's the action. If you take the action behind that hate, then it's something totally different.
Okay, but let's say that you do really mean it. And again, I'm going to talk about yesterday's show. A lot of you guys were here. So if we're talking about the person who murdered your child in a very heinous way, and you say, I hate you, and you mean it, is that just as is that just as bad as me stalking you to make sure that you don't find a place to live, you can't get a job, you know, that I'm doing hateful things against you, so you have a hard time moving on with your life? I mean, what's worse, the action or the word?
It's the action. And I know I can say yesterday I could say I really hated that joke. Like if that person had did that to my kid, bro, and I will have solely hate in my heart. Like I will never can rest. My soul will be in not there. And like I'll probably feel some type of justice if I can get my hands on you and knock you off and do you even 10 times worse. But as to say, it's a thumb.
Okay. All right. I mean, and guys, you know, again, you know, you hear these stories, you know, you hear on the news, or you know, people in your family, or you know, a friend or something that has had, you know, things happen to them or things that have happened to you, you know, and I'm not saying it even has to be something that is a crime. It could be something that happened at work. Your boss could treat you like crap. Do you just have an intense dislike for your boss? Do you loathe your boss? Or do you hate your boss? And is there anything wrong with hating your boss if your boss is doing something to you that's just wrong?
No.
If a teacher is doing something to you that is just wrong. I mean, so, you know, I mean, if anyone, again, if I talk about laws that are passed, are just downright wrong. Can you hate the person that's passing them? Can you, the judge that tells a 14-year-old rape victim, I'm saying this because this is true. You know, this happened. Kevin, welcome. Is it wrong to hate that judge because he's telling my daughter who was 14 years old and got raped, well, she shouldn't have been dressed like that?
Oh, no.
Is it, you know, and he either lets the person go or gives them such a light sentence that, you know, or time served because he was, you know, waiting, he was in jail up until, you know, the trial. You know, whatever.
Oh, no.
You know, can I hate that person? Is it wrong for me to hate that judge, or should I just loathe him?
No.
Or should I dislike him?
No, it ain't wrong for you to hate that person. You know what I mean? It's not. You're not wrong for hating somebody that somebody did to you, or what that person, you know, conflicted pain on you. You know what I mean? Like, cause it'll be vice versa. They'll hate you for whatever you did to them. So why you can't do it?
Okay, so okay, but what Lou says, Shorty, is if I hate something or someone, I work on letting it go so I can be at peace. But then, Lou, you say I hate all rapists, and you also said the same thing about pedophiles. And then you say, okay, just don't spend my time on it. So this is what I'm saying: I can hate someone, but I'm not going to spend my time thinking about you. I mean, unless I'm like stalking you, or, you know, you're thinking about premeditated murder or something like that. Well, yeah, you are spending time on it. But, you know, but I think that it is possible to hate someone or not dwell on it. And you can hate them. You know, you just put that in your little pocket to the side and you just keep on going. I think that's possible. Keep on moving.
Yeah, it is possible, because trust me, I hate a couple of people. You know what I mean? My people, my family. And I just keep it pushing. You know what I mean? I'm just waiting on that day for them to slip up and act stupid so I can do what I need to do.
You know, so I mean, I don't know. Hate is a very strong word, but I just, again, say, is the word, if you say you hate someone, is that so bad as opposed to taking an action that is hateful? And if the action you take is hateful, is it in retaliation, or is it for revenge, or is it vengeance, or is it trying to get justice for someone?
It's all of that, solid. It's all of that. It's all of that. It's the action, but then too, somebody did something to you that's so hateful, is like you wish that back upon them, but 10 times worse. You know what I mean? It's like it's a difference to me.
No, I mean, I just think that I don't know. It's, you know, you know, you look around and you know, people are doing just so many hateful things. You know, for some people, they say, well, as long as they're not doing it to me, I don't care. And they look the other way. You know, but then you have people who are hateful because they're out for revenge. But then you have those people who, you know, like I said, if someone were to do something to my child, that was just so nasty and mean, whatever, not only would I hate them, I would probably be that person that will stalk you. I would probably be that person who will do whatever I can to make your life miserable. Mm-hmm. Am I making my life miserable? At the same time, some people probably may say yes, but you know what? For me, probably not, because I would probably get joy out of having you feel as miserable as you possibly could. True. I would, you know, I mean, really, because if you're going to do this to my child, you know, I will find some type of joy in doing something to you. To have a pedophile, I mean, just think about it. To do this to a child?
What sick? What's in your mind that's sick?
I ain't get no
birth. That you wanna sit up there and do that to a child? Like, for real. Like, there's people your age. Do you understand? There's people your age. You can go out there and do what you need to do with. But why would you wanna go touch a kid for? You know what I mean? Like,
and that's what I'm saying. So again, I say, you know, is it okay to hate that person? And, you know, some people may feel that they need to let go and release whatever, but for other people, they may feel, you know what? I'm not gonna let go and release. I'm gonna make sure that if I let go and release, it's gonna be up upside your head.
That's right. If I need to release, I'm gonna come for you to release my anger and stress out on you, so I won't hurt nobody else. I'm gonna take all this on you because you did that to me.
You know, yeah, you know, hard. Seriously,
and it's hard to turn that cheek.
And Juju says, I was never allowed to say the word hate, and I totally get it. I mean, hate is a strong word. And my son said it twice, you know, and I told him, I said, hate is a very strong word. It is a very strong word, but I wanted to know why he said it. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't think that you should tell people. I mean, you can't tell people how to feel.
Right.
You know, and when they're children, you know, I think that, you know, you have to tread lightly, because it's like, well, do you really hate this person? And what did they do? Do you know what the word hate means? Mm-hmm. You know, but when you get older, I think that, you know, when you start to see how the world is and the way people are, I don't know. I just think that depending upon the circumstances and depending upon how you handle it, and like Boss said, it is a personal thing. It is personal, you know, however you mm-hmm. choose to handle it, you know, but I don't know. So, but anyway, that's all I got. Shorty, you have any last words of wisdom before I take us out?
Y'all have a good and blessed day. I appreciate you letting me come up on the panel, as usual.
You're welcome, Shorty. So guys, I am going to take us out with Adele and Aretha Franklin, Rolling in the Deep.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The sky.
I love that rendition of the two of them. I absolutely love it. I'm just over here just jumping up and down. Anyway, y'all, thank you so much for coming. Much appreciated. I will be back tomorrow. So enjoy your day or evening wherever you are in the world. Shorty, thanks for popping up on the panel. And everyone, thank you for liking the show and staying and commenting or just listening. Until next time, y'all, enjoy your day. Bye.